Good morning, everyone. Today is the 31st of July, the last day of July. It's Sunday morning, and you've joined us for the house church service of Pineville Grace Fellowship. And we make no apologies for worshiping in a house church. And no, we're not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. We are assembled together here this morning. Christ said, where two or three are gathered, there will I be in the midst of them. And if you don't like it, take it up with Jesus Christ, because that's what he said. We're going to sing some hymns, and we're going to also sing some psalms this morning. The first one we're going to sing is taken from the old school hymnal, and it's page 286. 286. Mark has chosen this one. It's called Thorny Desert. And this world is a thorny desert. As a result of sin, Christ said, you will have thorns and thistles, and by the sweat of your brow you will eat. Dark and thorny is the desert, through which pilgrims make their way. But beyond this veil of sorrows, wide the fields of innocence, bees loud howling through the desert, make them tremble as they go, and the fiery ghosts of Satan often bring their courage low. Oh, young soldiers, are you weary of the troubles on the way? Does your strength begin to fail you, and your vigor to decay? Jesus, Jesus will go with you. He will lead you to his throne. He who died his promise for you, and the winepress trod alone. He whose thunder shakes creation, he who bids the planets roll, he who rides upon the tempest, and whose scepter sways the whole. Round him are 10,000 angels, ready to obey command. They are always hovering round you, till you reach the heavenly land. There are flowery hills of pleasure in the fields of endless rest. Love and joy and peace shall ever reign in triumph in your breast. Who can paint the scenes of glory where the ransom dwell on high, where the golden arch forever sound redemption through the sky? Oh, their crowns, how bright they sparkle, such as monarchs never wear. They are gone to heavenly pastures, Jesus is their shepherd there. Hail, ye happy, happy spirits, welcome to the blissful plain. Glory, honor, and salvation reign, sweet shepherd, ever reign. Okay, we're going to sing page 94, and it's Psalm 147 in the Psalter. Taken from Psalm 147, 1 through 11.
Praise ye the Lord, for it is good. Praise to our God to sing. For it is pleasant and to praise. It is a family thing. The Lord builds up Jerusalem, brings back her captive sons. He binds up all the wounds and heals the brokenhearted ones. He casts the number of the stars. He makes them every one. Our Lord is great and great in power. His wisdom search heaven. The Lord upholds the meek and brings the wicked to the ground. With thanks so praise the Lord our God. With harps that raise a sound, you gather up the heavens with thoughts, new born the earth below. Prepare a friend who maketh rest upon the mountain's road. He cares for these that roam the field and other food supply. He watches all the ravens young and feeds them when they cry. In strength of horse or speed of men, the Lord takes no delight. But those that fear and trust his law are pleasing in his sight. In strength of horse or speed of men, the Lord takes no delight. But those that fear and trust his law are pleasing in his sight.
Last one we're going to sing today is Psalm 15. Page 15, Psalm 14. Psalm 14.
The fool in his heart is saying, there surely is no God. Corrupt and bow their deeds are, not one of them does good. The Lord looked down from heaven on Jonah, men abroad, to see if any understand, if only seek for God. All far astray of wonder, they gloriously become. Not one of them is righteous, no, not a single one. Have they of truth no knowledge, these evil workers all, who eat my bread like people, and on God do not call. There shall they be in great fear, for God is with the just. You would confound one struggling, the Lord is his trust. Salvation out of Zion, revealed to Israel. The Lord brings back his captives, joy Jacob, Israel, see.
Well, we're glad you could join us for this service this morning. Well, we're glad you could join us this morning for this service, and we had a little glitch there. I hope everything came out okay. I think it did. This morning we're going to be talking about something that has been on my mind for the last 16 years. As you know, I just posted a message I did back in 2007 on Billy Graham. You might want to take a listen to that. I think it's just as, even though Billy Graham is gone now, you know, he lives on in infamy in the most eyes of most churches. And of course his son, Franklin Graham, is now carrying on the great tradition of the Billy Graham Crusade and the Samaritans First and all of that. What's on my mind this morning is, again, it's been a reoccurring theme for me the last 15 years after I was spat and laughed at by an elder in the Primitive Baptist Church for stating that I did not honor and respect Billy Graham. He laughed and scoffed at me. He said he thought Billy Graham had done a lot of great things. It's not just Billy Graham. There's a whole plethora of people that teach the same thing that Billy Graham teaches. And I'm going to name a few of them this morning, because they're teaching the same false doctrine that Billy Graham taught. Okay. Adrian Rogers from First Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee, taught it. He's dead now. Billy Graham's dead now. Bill Bright, Campus Crusade for Christ, taught it. You know, in fact, he had a whole organization called Campus Crusade for Christ, which taught it. And in the latter days of his life, he won the Templeton Award. $1 million he was given. And you know why he was given it? Because he was ecumenical. And he endorsed, he said he did not think that the Roman Catholics needed to be evangelized. That's what he said. Billy Graham taught the same thing. He said, whether you be Roman Catholic or Protestant, it doesn't make any difference. Adrian Rogers, First Baptist Church of Memphis, taught that God loves everybody. And he taught that the teachings in Romans 9 was not his God. So he scoffed at the Apostle Paul's teachings and Christ's teachings, because Christ taught that my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Jesus Christ died for his sheep. He gave his life for the sheep. Adrian Rogers didn't teach that. Well, American Family Radio doesn't, but also teaches that. You know, Tim Wildman, the president of American Family Radio, and Don Wildman, his father, has taught it for years and years and years. God loves everybody. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Leaving out the most important two words of that verse. What two words are they leaving out of Peter there, 2:9? What are they leaving out? Look it up. Look it up. To usward. To usward. Not to everyone without exception. So American Family Radio has, I don't know how many stations, but they're teaching the same thing Billy Graham taught. Paul and Jan Crouch are now both dead. Trinity Broadcasting Network taught the same lie. All around the United States, 5,000 television stations. And every time Billy Graham had a birthday, they spent hours exalting Billy Graham. You know. Dick Bott Radio has hundreds of Christian radio stations. He teaches the same lie. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves all the children of the world. Yellow, black and white, they're all precious in his sight. Well, I know one that wasn't precious in his sight. While he was yet in his mother's womb, Esau wasn't precious in his sight. The Bible says he hated Esau before he was even born. So Dick Bott, Bott Radio, and Rich Bott, they're teaching lies. The Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, is teaching lies. He teaches the same thing. God loves you. Rex Humbart, the Cathedral of Tomorrow, used to teach that. He's dead now. He taught, God loves you and so do I. Robert Schuller, the Crystal Cathedral, taught it. And now the Roman Catholics purchased the Crystal Cathedral. They own the Crystal Cathedral that Robert Schuller stood up every week and expounded his lies to all over the world on his television show. You know, so there's a plethora of people that are teaching, have taught this throughout the United States, this lie that God loves you and so do I. God loves you. God loves everybody. Billy Graham would get up in this Royal Stadium or any of the other stadiums that he had his little thing and he'd say, God loves you. How did he know God loved everybody in that, that was in that stadium of 40,000 people? Billy Graham have an election meter? Did he go around zapping those 30,000 people and tell who was God's elect? He didn't even believe in election because his broadcast was called the Hour of Decision broadcast, free will. It's a lie. Okay. Well, there's I just named a few, okay, that taught these lies. Just named a few. I could name many, many more. Dr. James Dobson, the former president of Focus on the Family, was a avid supporter of the free will doctrine and Christian psycho garbage. Okay? And the people that are promoting the lies of the founding of this country are also endorsing the same doctrine. People like Martin. Okay? Have you been to the state of Israel lately? Have you went over there for a crusade to go to Israel? You know, you say, well, why are you bringing Zionism up? Because it's interesting, the people that are Zionists are also promoters of the free will doctrine, people like John Hagee. Have you ever read Jerusalem's Countdown? Read it. Read it. Get your boat loaded. Go out and get Purpose-Driven Lies by Rick Warren, who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, propagating the lies of free will. You know, there were so many, I can't even remember. In fact, 90% of the so-called churches out there are touting the doctrine of free will. They are denying election, they're denying predestination, they're denying the completed work of Jesus Christ, and they're putting man on the throne of his own destiny. You don't control your own destiny. Your destiny is in the hands of Almighty God, whether you like it or not. He's got the whole world in his hands. And you may not like it, you know. Remember that song that used to say, he's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the baby in his hands before the baby's even born. He's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. All these lies perpetrated by, these national and international so-called evangelists. It's amazing. There's so many of them. Benny Hinn, Paula White, you know. There's so many. I can't even name all of them. You know. What was the guy that was involved with the National Day of Prayer? I can't remember his name. Shirley Dobson was involved in it too. And the National Day of Prayer is a horrendous ecumenical hodgepodge of bringing all religions together under one umbrella. My dad told me when I was about, 13, 14 years old, Larry, the day is coming that all these denominations are going to be under one umbrella. I thought my dad was crazy, but look at it today. Look at it today. You know. So, that's pretty well what's on my mind this morning. You say, well, you're on a rant today. Yeah, I am. I'm coming against false doctrine. I don't want to buckle. I don't want to buckle being against Arminian. I want to be strong. I've been preaching this since 2006, so I don't want to buckle. You know, and don't you buckle out there against allowing women preachers and women, these Jezebel spirits that want to try to take over. Don't you buckle either. Okay? Stay strong. Wear the pants in your family. Don't let your woman of your household take over like my dad took over my mom. I mean, my mom took over my dad. Last thing my dad says is, you don't know what that woman put me through. That was a Jezebel spirit. That's what it was. Feminazis. Okay. Why do you think they're ordaining women in the church today? Why do you think that they are now beginning to ordain homosexuals in the church? Why do you think all this is happening? Because we have a free will. We determine our own destiny. We march in pride parade. We're proud of our sins. We honor Billy Graham. Well, I don't honor him. Nor do I honor all the rest of those people I mentioned on. No. And there were a lot of people that were kind of very deceitful about their ministry, trying to act like they were so believed in the sovereignty of God, like D. James Kennedy, and then we find out that Billy Graham is the one that dedicated this church. Give me a break. Well, do we have a final selection today? Okay, this particular song is proclaiming. I'm going to move this mic over so that you can hear Mark and Rosette. This song is proclaiming God's sovereign grace throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. You know, there's eternal past as well as eternal future. And many people want to talk about the eternal future, but they don't want to talk about the eternal past.
Long ere the sun began his days, or moon shot forth her silver rays, salvation's scheme was pitched, was done in covenant by the three in one. The Father's faith, the Son replied, the Spirit with them both complied. Grace moved the cause for saving man, and wisdom grew the noble plan. The Father chose His only Son to die for sins that man had done. Emmanuel to the choice agreed, and thus secured a new seed. He sends His Spirit from above to call the objects of His love. Not one shall perish or be lost. His blood has bought them, here they cause. What high displays of sovereign grace, what love to save a ruined race. My soul adore His lovely name, by whom thy free salvation came.
Okay, let's go to the front of the book, and we're going to sing this true story. A true story.
Looking back in history, we see events unfold, and the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It is not just a novel, no, the story is true. How God sent His Son to die to redeem His chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with three in one made provision for the sinner. Through His blood the work is done. The plan was determined between the Trinity, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem His people, a ransom He would pay. Christ would be slain on Calvary in history on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that He was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined, yes, it was His master plan. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the course of heaven with the three in one made provision for the sinner. Through His blood the work is done.
Well, may the good Lord be with you today. It's our prayer. God bless.